All right, you sexy, sexy people. It is the EAM podcast. How is it going? I hope you're having or you have had an absolutely amazing week and you've been blessed and loved. I sound like I'm a Christian or something like that, talking about God. But I do. I really do hope that you've had a blessed and loved week this week. And if you haven't, then I'm sorry. And if you haven't, you should reach out. I'll speak to you. I will communicate with you. I was having a look at the app just before I started the podcast. I kept on getting sidetracked. I kept on getting messages. I was having a look at, like, I got a direct message from, like, some person off of TikTok, and I had said, like, thanks for following me. I hope you have a great day. And then this person's like, thanks. They were like, thanks for following me. Here's my number. Like, we can communicate in Western Australia if you like making friends as much as I do. And then it was like, I'm waiting for you on a WhatsApp. Don't treat me like a robot. I'm not into immature men under 25. It's like, all right. It's pretty forward. I'm not gonna just add your number. I could communicate with you on TikTok instead of handing out my number to some robot. Yeah, it doesn't sound good. But yes, I hope you've had a blessed and loved week. And it has been everything. Well, it doesn't really work like that, does it? Our lives. It doesn't work out how we wanted it. Because if it worked out the way that we wanted it, then I don't think any of us would be at work. We would all have won the lottery and we're living our best lives. So I hope that your week has went as well as it could have done with whatever you were doing in work and family life. Yeah. As you can tell, or you might not be able to tell, I don't know. But I've had a smoke. So I was trying to rack my brain. I had a whole load of things that I was going to talk about. And then I started getting those messages, and then I got sidetracked. And then I got that whole nervous feeling again. I'm like, oh no, I need to do the podcast. And then I just need to remember, I'll just blab my face off about crap, and hopefully people or some people like to listen, and they seem to enjoy the podcast, so I'll just keep on blabbing utter shite. I also wanted to tell you as well that I've been doing. That's another week of like meditation and another week of doing the planking workouts. I had to send Jason, like Jason asked me for for my workout, and I sent it over to him, but then he was like, I don't understand what half the moves are. So I had to send Jason a wee video. I noticed as well that I need to bring my arse down when I'm doing it, but it's difficult. I've noticed this week that the planking and everything's been a lot easier this week. I mean, it's still bloody difficult, but it's been easier this week than it was last week. Like, last week was a proper killer because I hadn't really worked out anything in absolute ages. Actually, let's go have a look. When was the last time that I'd done some sort of workout? Here we go. So March the 15th was the last time that I had done anything like that. No, sorry. It was the 22nd of April was the last time that I'd done. And then I got back into it. So what did I do? I've done one, two, three. Yeah, so I've done six over the 2 workouts. So I've done three each week. But I've been meditating. I've done meditating like every single day this week and last week. Whereabouts is it? Yeah, totally. From the 16th all the way up to today, I've managed to meditate. Yeah, like, sorry, I was having a look at the time. So I've managed to do 2 hours and 38 minutes. And on, is that the total for there? Not bad. 2 hours and 38 minutes, 4 seconds of meditating this month. Oh no, that's right, because there was that mess up thing that I'd done where I meditated and then I fell asleep, but I sat on my watch. Oh no, I deleted that one. Yeah, that was annoying. I was meant to be meditating and I fell asleep and like my watch was on and it like recorded like the whole thing, basically, like the whole 8 hours that I was asleep, it recorded it as like I was meditating. So like I woke up and like my watch, like all my records and everything like that, I was like you've managed to work out for like 6 hours worth of minutes and stuff. I was like, oh my God, what a moron. But yeah, the meditating has been ace. Like I really enjoyed it. Like last week was really difficult, and this week it's been so much better. Like I've managed it. Like I mean, it's still difficult and everything. Don't get me wrong, but like I'm starting to get the silence. The silence is now coming in. Like this week, it's been silent, which has been amazing. I really can't explain it. It's really weird to explain it. Like you really just need to start meditating, because once I've started meditating, like this week I've felt a lot more happier within myself. I've been more like thankful of the world that we live in and thankful that I've got my health and that I can walk and like I've been such happier, like having a bit in my car, like not caring about people while I'm singing out my window with my horrible singing voice. Like I just do not care. I'm making myself happy, and that's all that matters. And yeah, it's been the meditation that's been the, you know, like that whole negative arsehole that your thoughts can be sometimes and just giving negative shit all the time. But now what I've started doing now as well is that if a negative thought comes into my head, like for example, when I done the video for Jason, like the voice inside my head was like, I look at you look like a fat bastard in that video and stuff. And then what I done was, if that happens, then I make my brain find three positive things about myself or about a situation. Because if a negative situation arises, then what I do is I'll think of three positives about that situation. So it, like I'm trying to retrain my brain into, if it does look at a negative, then I want it to find three positives. And you can try this as well. Like, if your brain starts being negative, then try and look for three positives about the situation or about yourself if you're being nasty to yourself. Because I mean, as the saying goes, and as I've probably said many a times on this podcast, is if you can't love yourself, then how are you expecting anybody else to love you? Once you start loving yourself, then amazing things start to happen. Like you start to trust yourself, but then that's also making the promises that you make to yourself. Then you've got to own up to those promises. So if you say that you're going to start reading more books, then you've got to start reading more books. I mean, I'm bad for this as well. I mean, don't get me wrong, we're all bad for it, making promises to ourselves. Like, I watched the TikTok earlier on, and it was like, if your boss told you to go and take the trash out, you would go and take the trash out. And if someone else kind of like told you to go and do that, you know, like go and do something, like your supervisor asked you to go and do something, then you would go and do it. But if you say to yourself, right, I'm going to start running tomorrow, and I'm going to start doing that every day, and then come tomorrow, then you're not running, then like, why? If it was your boss asking you to go and do it, then, well, I don't know, like a lot of people don't like running. But yeah, you know, like something along those lines. Something that you enjoy doing, that's physical activity. Well, I don't know, do anybody really enjoy it? Well, I do quite enjoy running. There's a battle that you have where it's like, oh my God, it's really fucking hard, and oh my God, I'm killing this now, and then it's, oh my God, it's fucking difficult again, and your mind's all like, I want to fucking stop, my fucking legs are sore, and you're like, shut up, brain, we're fucking doing this. Yeah, that's what running does for me. It's probably exactly the same with the fucking ab training as well, to be quite honest. Those planks, it's just like, oh my God, just another like fucking 30 seconds. 30 seconds is a long time while you're holding a fucking side plank. Let me tell you, it's fucking difficult. But I've definitely started to notice like differences in my stomach. Like, it's starting to get fucking sucked up. And that's it. Like, I don't know. I always get those thoughts where it's like, if I do this now, if I start now and I continue on, then what's the end result going to be? What am I going to look like? And I mean, I probably never used to be like that. It's probably since I've started running and I've realized how quickly you can transform your body, your shape. You've just got to have that determination to just do it. Get on with it. It's difficult, and I've stopped and started and stopped and started, and I know how fucking difficult it is. Believe me, I do. And it's difficult with absolutely anything, you know, like the meditating was difficult when I first started that. Like, it was just fucking constant thoughts, like boom, 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 going around and around. And 15 minutes, like sitting there with your eyes closed in the fucking cross leg position, fucking sore. But I've got that discipline now, the fucking that I know that the end goal, the fuck the end goal, you know, like you've got to appreciate what you're going through just now. I think I quite like the journey. I watched another TikTok that said that it was like, you've got to enjoy the journey because the end goal, you're never going to be happy. Or you will be happy, but you know, like you've got to enjoy the journey of going through the pain and seeing what your effort brings. I think that's it as well. It's like being able to see what it's doing to you, like watching your body change over the weeks. I mean, I took a photo I'm not gonna post that up. But yeah, I took a photo for my own personal again, like my own personal thingy, and then I'll probably take one the start of next week when I'm on my third week, and I'll compare it and I'll have a look. And there'll definitely be changes there. I need to start eating better though. Like that green that I've got definitely gives you the munchies. It's well annoying. But I'm still doing my fasting. I still fast and everything through the week. And then come the weekend, I'm a fat bastard and a well munch. I'm thinking that I'll probably be close to stopping the weed soon, I think. It's an addiction. And I go too mental on it. But I do enjoy it. It is nice. But I think if I can if I can get back into my meditating state, I'm starting now to become the person that I was when I started the podcast the first time, basically. Like I had that slip where everything came to a grinding halt, basically. And I mean, it just totally shows you what could happen. Because you're probably listening to this podcast being like, our boy's gonna be running forever. And it just shows like something can happen, like things change in your life, but it's the way that you look. It's the way that you conquer that, basically, that you get around it. Maybe it's the universe being like, yeah, well, here you go. There's a little slip up. Let's see if you can get back running, or let's see if you can get back into your exercise. I think near the end, I wasn't running as much anyway. I was doing more like the planking and all that because I noticed how much it was better. It was also better for my running as well because you were getting more aligned. Your core is getting stronger. My pecs as well, like it's mental. It's mental how much can like the muscle definition, my arms and everything, it's weird. Because I've always been like that big guy, and I've never really had, like I've had a bit of muscle at that end like that, but I've never had like muscle that these planks are giving me. It's weird. It's mental to think that I'm doing that with my own body weight rather than being at the gym. I'm not paying any money to do it in the morning when I wake up. I've got my routine set back again. And like my brain does exactly what all your brains does as well. Where you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I can't be arsed. Like my alarm goes off at 3:45. No. Yeah, 3:45. Yep. 3:45. And then I can lie in bed until like about 5 to, and then or get up at 4, and then I come through and then I work out, and then after that it's normally around about 20 past, 4:30 when I finish working out, and then I'll go for a shower and I'll stand in the cold shower. I think I've done the longest in the cold shower today as well. Like, I think I've done like 4 minutes in there. Was tough. It was really tough. Like, by the end of it, it was like, this is bad. Makes my chest go all red. Like, my legs. It's funny, you can see where the cold water hits on my body as well because, like, it makes it all red. So, I got like my legs. There's like parts of my legs that are like white. or like my skin color, and then like the parts where the cold water has been hitting is just pure red. The chest pure red. But yeah, 4 minutes, I've done it. I was quite impressed with myself with my 4 minutes in the ice shower. Because what I do is I turn it down, like right down to the coldest setting. You know how, so on my shower you've got like hot setting, and it's got like a medium setting, and then it's got like cold, and then you've got like your temperature a bit down at the bottom, you know, like your 1 to 10 or whatever it is. So I'll have that on the hot setting to start off with, and then it's down at like, I don't know, might even go up to 20. I would need to go and have a look at my shower, have a look. But yeah, like I've got it down nearly cold anyway, so it's like lukewarm basically in my shower. And then what I'll do is the tub A that's like hot, medium, and cold, I'll just flick that to the coldest bay, and then I'll breathe like I'm pregnant, so that I get air into my body, and then the cold water starts coming through, and then it hits your body, and you're like, whoa, whoa. It does. Like that's why I do the breathing, because if you didn't, it would take your breath away because it's that cold. And then I turn around and it hits your back, and then that's even worse. You're like, oh. And then I turn back around again, and it's facing my front, and then I'll stand there for 4 minutes. And it's, yeah, it's cold. Felt good after it though. And then I'll come back through, make my coffee, get ready for work. Started doing TikToks now as well. So I need to do them after I've got changed. My words of wisdom. If you're not following me on TikTok, yeah, go and follow me. Or don't. I don't really care. But yeah, it's my weekend with the little boy this weekend. So it's the Champions League final as well this weekend. The 28th. Liverpool versus Real Madrid. It's going to be a really good game. We'll see what happens there. It's going to be tough. Like, I don't know. I don't know who's gonna win. We'll see. It should be a good game of football anyway. Come win, lose, draw. It's not gonna have an effect on me. I'm not gonna let it have an effect on me. I do like my football, but I'm not gonna let it make me sad. Have an effect on me. There was stuff happening at work today, like a proper kicked off. We've got twins at work, and the boy kicked off like pure mental style as well, like threw a bucket of this stuff, like polyfiller across, like a big bucket of his brother. Was fucking mental. And then I was trying to say to him afterwards, I was like as soon as you lose your temper, then your brother's won because he's got to you. You know, like he's triggered you. You've lost. Chucking that bucket means that you've lost. Punching, like, this isn't the first time that he's done it either. Like, I think he'd done it before. Where kind of like he lost his cool when something happened. I was on night shift when this happened, but yeah, I came back to all the stories and everything like that. So he's done it before, but yeah, trying to explain to him that yeah, once you lose your cool, then that's it. The other person's won. He's trying to keep calm in situations like that. It's like a superpower. But he was like, "Oh, I can't do that." I was like, yeah, well, that's what you need to learn. You need to learn how to be comfortable in uncomfortable situations and learn how to keep your cool and It definitely is a superpower. Like, you just need to keep calm in those situations, which is sometimes easier said than done. It's like Sadhguru says, though, what is it? It's like, like you get mad. They don't make you mad. You get mad. Like it's you. And then he asks someone, he's like, "Do you like it?" And they're like, "No." And he's like, "So why do you do it?" And it's like, "Well, yeah, exactly. Why do I do it? Why do I fly off the handle? Because I don't like it." I mean, I've been that person before. I probably still kind of am, you know, like if something happens, like I get mega raging and stuff, then I'll fly off the handle, and it's not good. It's not good when I'm mad, and it is trying to learn that self-control, being aware. That you are not the anger. You are the one that is witnessing the anger. It's absolutely mental. What's been absolutely mental as well, actually, is that so I've been carrying it out, my crystals have been carrying around moldavite, clear quartz and rose quartz with me for the past couple of weeks. And the moldavite, I remember my mate when his wife got moldavite, and he was like, "I touched the moldavite," and then like things just started happening. It was like, "I like that's completely happening." And then I think I got a bit moldavite, and then I like everything started happening. Like we lost our jobs with the water board and like all that kind of stuff. You know, like moldavite's mental. So I've been carrying around moldavite for as I said, a couple of weeks, and it's completely been like, yeah, you don't need that, you don't need that. This is changing in your life. Like this is what's going to be happening now. And it's pretty mental. Like my job, I'm not too happy in my job. Well, I mean, I don't mind my job, but the company that I'm working for, I can totally see the kind of company that they are. That they're just not a great company to work for. Basically, yeah, I think quite a lot of companies are like that as well, to be quite honest. I think they all are like that, where, and yeah, you probably know what I'm talking about. You probably worked for one of these companies or are working for one of these companies where it's just an absolute shambles. There's no communication, there's just lies thrown around all over the place just for you to get your work done. Like my mate put it really, really well. Basically, he said that working for companies like a narcissistic, it's a narcissistic relationship. I'm pausing just now because I don't know whether I spoke about this in the last podcast, but if I have, then I'm sorry for repeating myself. Like that's probably gonna happen quite a lot. But yeah, it's like a narcissistic relationship where, if you go to your boss and say that you're, "Well, I'm thinking about leaving," or anything like that, and then he's like, "Oh, well, we think that you're a good worker," you know, like they give you that little bit of praise, and you go back working like looking for that bit of praise, and then they never give it to you again, and then you're constantly just searching for that bit of praise, so you work harder and harder and harder, and it's just a narcissistic relationship, and it's just like, "Nah, I'm done. I see straight through your lies now." But yeah, like I can totally see the type of company that it is, and yeah, it's not the type of company that I will work for. But I do have an interview with CFine next Friday, so hopefully that goes really well, and hopefully I can start doing something that I'm actually gonna enjoy. Because I really, really, really enjoy helping people. Like, It's just something that brings me joy. Like, I really like it. And if I can help people that way and get paid for it, then I think it's going to be a win-win situation. It's going to be weird as well, because if I do get the job, right, I've always had a job that's been like early morning starts. Like, I've had to get up at 4 o'clock, like 4:30, for as long as I can remember. It's always been like 4:30, 5 o'clock, like that kind of time, like really early in the morning for starting at like 6 o'clock in the morning. Whereas with this one, I'm not too sure if I'd like, I think it might be like a 8:30, 9 o'clock start if I do get this job. Or when I do get this job, because the law of attraction, I'm already working there, so it is 9 o'clock that we start. Because that's the way that I need to think, that I'm already working there. That job is mine. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great handing in my notice. I can already see it. It is going to be beautiful. 100%. It's crazy as well. It's pretty crazy that I've noticed, like, normally I would be in a job for ages before I'd be like, oh, like, maybe I might look for another job. But it's mental how that now, after like 6, 7 months in that job, I'm just like, no, nah, I'm not happy. I'm not going to be happy in this job. So let's go and find something else. And I think that's what the running and the exercise and everything like that's done for me. It's like, I'm not scared to jump into something anymore, whereas before I would have been petrified. I would have been like, oh no, like, I don't have the confidence to do it or anything. And now I'm just like, yeah, let's go. I'll go and learn some new things. I mean, I think that's been the good thing as well with where I'm working just now, is that I haven't done a lot of those things. Like, I've never worked with a grinder or like a sander or anything like that. Sounding like a real manly man now. I've never worked with these high powered tools that can give you white finger and iron. It's taught me how to use power tools basically. It's been quite enjoyable working with the resin actually, because I quite enjoyed watching the videos ages ago of like the guys making the resin tables and all that kind of stuff. Like, they're really cool. So the fact that I've now worked with resin is pretty cool. It's been pretty cool working with the resin, seeing how it works. It's quite interesting. If only it was a better company and they took better care of their staff. Then I think I would probably stay, because it is interesting. It is, like, I do enjoy it, but yeah, I just think the people that they're, as I said, it's like all companies. I mean, it's exactly like Hydrosave when I worked for them. They were exactly the same, and I mean, it was exactly the same as the other company that I worked for. And I've just got more balls now to kind of like call them out on it and be like, I'm not happy, so I'm gonna go, rather than just sitting there bitching about it. Show me the next adventure. I also need to be thinking as well, like, I've got quite a bad back, and if I can get a job where I'm not lifting and bending over and standing on my feet for like 10 hours straight, then it can only be a win-win situation basically. And then I can get back into my fitness as well, because I'm not gonna have as physical a job anymore, so I'll be able to run and plank and get up early, because I'll still get up early. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna be getting up at 8 to get to work for 9. Like, I'll still be up at like 6, five, six, get up, go for a run, come back, work out, get showered, ready for work. And hopefully I'll be able to walk up to work as well. Like, just parking around there is an absolute nightmare. But if I can walk up to work, then it's gonna save me money in the long run as well. It's gonna be great. Be fantastic. And then yeah, so I just need to wait and see. Well, that means that there might not be an episode. Or I can come back after my interview and let you all know how it went and see where we go from there. But I think I'm gonna sign off. I hope you have an absolutely amazing weekend, whatever you're doing. If you're listening to this next week, have an absolutely amazing week. I'll be back on next Friday, hopefully, letting you know how it all went. So swimmingly and great, and yeah, enjoy your weekend. Have a great week. I better go and hear my thingy. See, I've wrote it in my phone now. I'm a genius, an absolute genius. So remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. Peace and love, as always, you beautiful, beautiful people. I hope you have the best week, the best day. Remember to live in the moment, because that's all that we've got. I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I honestly can't thank you enough. Keep on doing what you're doing. And thanks again. Love you all. Ciao.